From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue is ending a three-day visit to Cuba today. The trip has angered Cuban-American politicians who oppose engagement with Cuba's communist regime. But WLRN's Tim Padgett reports Donahue has public opinion on his side.
The last time Tom Donahue visited Cuba was 1999. Public support for the United States trade embargo against the island was stronger then. But things have changed significantly in both the U.S. and Cuba. Cuban leader Raul Castro has decreed limited free market reforms that allow more private businesses. And polls today consistently show Americans, including Cuban Americans, favor increased contact with Cuba as a way of promoting democratic change there. Donahue and his business delegation said they hope to see progress on free enterprise and private employment. But Cuban-American leaders like Florida Senator Marco Rubio insist they'll fight to keep the embargo in place until the Cuban regime improves human rights. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The much-ballyhooed opening of the Port Miami Tunnel has been delayed at least 2 weeks at a hefty price for the project's contractor. The tunnel still needs a certificate of occupancy for its operations control center and fire safety approvals. The tunnel was dedicated on May 19th, and each day it's closed to traffic. That costs the contractor $115,000 in penalties. By mid-June, that could add up to $3 million. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.